Welcome to Goodbye Problems Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Terry Wildeman. Terry, why don't you take it from here?
You cracked me up. I'm sorry. I love that. Thank you so much, Tanya. I don't think I've ever quite been introduced like that. That is brilliant. You have just set the stage for an amazing 30 minutes where I will be taking everybody through the steps to idea discovery, positive decision making, and some stress relief skill sets, all wrapped up into one juicy package. Does that sound good to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Tanya, where are you? Is he there? Tanya, talk to me. Okay. So what we're going to be doing, folks, is I'm going to be taking you through the Intuitive Leadership Discovery Process Toolkit. And I have a little gift for you who stay on until the very end. And what this is, I wrote about it in my book, The Enchanted Boardroom, because to me it's so important. I've been using this since 2001, 2002, when I became certified as a resilience coach. And what I'll share with you is that it really works fantastically for those times when you're really stuck and not really clear on how to come about a decision. Who here hasn't had that kind of situation? I don't know about you, but it happens to me all the time when I'm standing there, especially with my behavior style, where, you know, you're sitting there going, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And certain behavior styles, they can make decisions very, very quickly. Other behavior styles need to ponder and think about things a little bit longer. This specific process will help both sides get clear, not only on the practical, tactical, and logical sides of a decision, but also on the emotional, the energetic, and the spiritual sides of making the specific decision. So let's rock and roll. I'd like to ask you to please take out a blank piece of paper, preferably two or three if you have it. And what I'd like for you to do is to fold two of the sheets of paper in half. If you only have one, fold it in half and we use both sides, the front and the back. What we're going to start doing is creating mind maps, which is a very powerful clarity tool that works with both sides of the brain. It was discovered by Gary Buzan in the 1970s, and they are now important tools used in schools and businesses throughout the world for processing information. My kids, when they were going through school, learned this very, very valuable process. I learned about it back in 1997 when I was writing my very first book, on telephone skills, 1-800-COURTESY, connecting with a winning telephone image. And I was really struggling with creating layout of the book. And I ran into this mind mapping tool and used the mind mapping to guide me in each chapter and how I was setting everything up to create the book and write the book. I still use that process to this day, 6 books later. I use it for all of my workshops. I use it for marketing, for event planning. I use it for absolutely everything. So as I mentioned, please fold a blank piece of paper in half. And I'd like to ask you to please draw a circle the size of a half dollar in the center of the top half and write the word brain in the middle of the circle. Do the same thing on the bottom half of the circle and write the word heart in the middle of the circle. So I'll give you a couple seconds to do that. Okay. Now I'd like for you to draw lines out from the rim of each of the two circles. Put one at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Great. Now I'd like for you to continue drawing lines in between until you have 10 to 12 lines around the circle. Each circle will look like a sunburst. Great. Okay. Now I'd like for you to put at the top of the sheet a problem. Identify a problem that you have. And say it's you don't know what kind of phone you want to buy. So identifying just the right phone is actually the problem. Identifying just the right phone. So what I'd like for you to do is at each point on only the head, brain, top circle, I'd like for you to write at each point a specific feature that the phone needs to have to be the ideal phone for you. You don't have to fill out all 12 spokes. Just go ahead and just put something there. Or if you have another problem, go ahead and do whatever problem it is. I just used a phone off the top of my head because that was something I just did with my son yesterday. So what is the phone or what is the problem that you actually have? And just go ahead, write whatever pops up. Boom, boom, boom. Don't think about it too much. Just keep going. And I'll be quiet as you're doing that. Some questions you may be asking yourself, what is the problem? Is what kind of business do I want to create? What is the best solution to a specific problem? Who is my ideal client? Where do I want to go to school? What kind of work do I want to do? What are the qualities I want in a mate? What kind of car fits my lifestyle? What kind of book do I want to write? Why am I struggling in my business? Why am I feeling the way I do about blank? Okay, so you should be finished by now. Tanya, are you doing this with me?
Yep.
Okay. Now, take a good look at what you wrote. This specific part of the exercise comes from your logical, practical, and tactical self. So, as you look at it, what comes to mind for you? Just process that for a moment. Now, we're going to work on the bottom circle. In the bottom circle, I'm going to take you through a very quick centering exercise. This is an exercise, I call it the quick shift tool. It's a tool that is very powerful, that really gets you grounded and centered with practice very, very quickly. So I'd like for you to get comfortable in your chair, put your feet on the floor, and allow the chair to do what it is meant to do, which is support you. Let your body go. Close your eyes if you choose to as you're listening to my voice. Now, feel your body relaxing. For those of you who are having a problem letting your body relax, remember I mentioned that you allow the chair to do what it's meant to do, which is support you. Take a deep breath. Focus towards your chest area and breathe deeply. And you can place a hand on your chest. And that hand is actually what I call a breath magnet or an air pump. It is drawing the air through your hand into your chest. Keep breathing. Breathe deeply into your hand and into your chest, in and out. Keep relaxing your body and allow the chair to support you. If you are having a challenge with allowing the chair to support you, something to keep in the back of your mind is, where else in your life are you not allowing support to help you? Are you not allowing others to help you? This is something that I have found for many of us who go, go, go and serve others. We're not really good at receiving. So let your body go and just relax. You'll be safe. Now imagine an eraser temporarily going right across your mind's eye and just clearing out your thoughts as your mind relaxes and turns into a blank slate. keep breathing in and out of your chest area, in and out of your hand. That's the air pump. Brilliant. Now imagine something wonderful that you love and appreciate. It can be a puppy, a kitten, a child, a spouse, a parent. You're walking on the beach, you're hiking, cycling, skydiving, anything that makes you very, very happy. See it, feel it, taste it, hear it, and make it real. And stay in this place for 30 seconds. So I will keep my mouth shut for 30 seconds. Now open your eyes and do the following. Read the question at the top of the page, the issue that you are having challenges with, and focus on that bottom mind map, and quickly write the words or phrases that come to you in answer to your question or statement. Allow the answers to flow as you write them at the end of each spoke, on circle number 2. Just keep writing off the top of your, whatever comes to mind, off the top of your mind, just keep going. Right around the circle. Let it go round and round and round. Brilliant. Now take a step back and study what you wrote in both exercises. Are there any ahas? Or does the exercise confirm what you already knew? Miss Tanya, are you noticing any differences in your answers or similarities?
Yeah,
from the head brain and the heart brain.
It was, so mine was how to market. I've got a new e-commerce website called My Pretty Price that does beauty supplies like Sephora and Ulta. So I've been trying to figure out, you know, how do I market it and how do I get it out there? So all my head ones are, you know, conversion, reach, engagement, excitement. And then the ones that are more that just came through my head was just have fun, just do it, don't worry, just promote it. And it's not that difficult.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, isn't that interesting? So, on the back of that page or on a separate piece of paper, draw a single circle in the middle. And do the same thing with the spokes, 12, 3, 6, and 9, and then fill the spokes in between. And begin to copy over the answers from the top circle first. Get that in there. So I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Let me know when you're finished, Tanya. I'm going to use you as my gauge. This is that. Do, 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 do. No Jeopardy. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-bum.
Done.
There you go. Did you move over both or just one?
Both.
Good. Excellent. So when you moved them both together, what did you notice?
That it's very connected.
In what way? Tell me more.
I already have the answers to the questions I was asking.
Exactly. You already have the answers to the questions you were asking. However, the head gets in the way of the heart. And when you do the heart and the brain together, the way we did, that's called coherence. Because when you look at that individual sheet, you've got complete answers to that one issue. So before we started, how were you feeling about that specific issue? That's one way to look at it.
I was really dreading trying to figure out, what do I do? And now it's like, okay, I already know what to do.
Yes. Now you know what to do. How long did it take us to do that?
15 minutes.
About that. Yeah. About that. It's just not that hard. So there's a second sheet I want to work with. I'd love to share with the audience that I call the Magnetic Attraction Clarity Play Sheet. And this also is in the Enchanted Boardroom, Evolve into an Unstoppable Intuitive Leader. And this one is a lot of fun also. So if you could take another piece of paper, you could either do the back of one, as long as it's blank, okay, and fold it in half, whichever way you want to fold it in half, whether it's horizontal or vertical. Vertical is probably best. And what I'd like for you to do is choose a different problem. Do you have another one you can choose?
Who doesn't always have another one to choose?
That's true. Okay. So when you fold it in half, you're going to be working with both columns. Column number one, I'd like for you to write, based on that problem, 10 things that you don't want in regards to that problem. So do you have a problem that you're comfortable sharing with us?
Oh, my husband has become blind and is Ooh. So I've been trying to figure out what to do. What do we do?
Okay, got it.
I've given up.
Okay, so that's a pretty heavy topic. Let's see if this will give you some insight. So on the left column, what I don't want. Let's write down just whatever pops in your head, what you don't want. And let's write that down. So however many you can give me, if you can give me 5, 6, 7. Let me know when you're finished.
Okay.
Okay. What is number one?
Grumpiness.
Grumpiness. Okay. So what is the exact opposite of grumpiness?
Excitement.
Okay. So can you write that on the right side?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you a powerful question. Is excitement actually the opposite of grumpiness?
I don't know what would be exactly the same. I mean, opposite.
Maybe happier?
Yeah.
Happy?
Happy.
Okay, because excitement takes it to a different place.
Okay.
Okay, from an energy perspective. Mm-hmm. So does that fit from, and I'm asking a leading question here because the key is to be very clear on the exact opposite of what you don't want. We often tend to be very clear on what we don't want. Right. So we're using that as a catalyst to get clear on what we do want. So you don't want him to be grumpy it's not about being grumpy. It's about being happy. And okay. The next level from happy is elevated to excitement. Exactly. Okay. What was number two?
No conclusion.
Okay, so what is the exact opposite of that?
Conclusion.
Exactly. Conclusions. Number three.
Sadness.
Ah.
See, grumpiness, what's the exact- that seems two different things to me.
Yeah, got it. So what's the difference with, so talk to me about sadness. Exact opposite of sadness?
Be happy.
Okay, be happy. There you go. All right.
Perfect.
And number four?
Frustration.
What's the opposite of frustration?
No frustration.
Okay. Well, if you can, take the word no out.
Okay.
What is the actual difference of no frustration?
Without using the word happy again.
No, you can use the word happy again. Well, if you're not frustrated, you are
relieved.
You can say in control. I find a lot of people when they use the word frustration say in control. They feel like they're in control because if they're frustrated because they don't feel in control.
Ah, okay.
They don't have, you know, they don't have an answer. They're searching for, they're frustrated because they can't get an answer. They're frustrated because of this. You know, whatever it is, ultimately it means that when you're frustrated like that, you don't feel like you're in control.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, got it. All right. Does that, how's that land with you?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Next one.
Fixed eyesight.
That's what you don't want?
Right. I mean, no. That would be what I want. So, blindness. Okay, so we put blindness.
Okay, so the next one is?
Sight, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Sight.
Perfect. Nice.
And the next one, do you have any more?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so now you take that sheet of paper and you fold it in half. And the only thing you focus on is what you want.
Nice.
What you desire. Because we have a tendency to keep focusing on what we don't want. So when we keep focusing on what we don't want, which is I asked you to write everything down to give us, to be the catalyst for what we do want, we tend to energetically just bring more of that in because that's all we focus on. When you fold it in half and you look at that side of what you want, how's the feeling? How does it feel with each column?
Oh, yeah. It's like super exciting.
Nice. That's nice. So focusing on just what you desire, can you just state each piece real quickly?
Excitement, happy, conclusion, relieved, in control, sight.
How's that feel?
Awesome.
Okay. So then the next thing then that we do here is in a coaching arrangement or on your own, write down the action plan to achieve each one of those things that we desire. This is a mistake that a lot of people don't do. Okay. This is I'm not going to say it's a mistake. It's a step that people miss. You can desire all these things and keep focusing. That's what you focus on. Energetically, that is what you want. Now it's time for the action plan.
Nice.
So we're not going to do that today, but on the action plan is, okay, for step number one, I'm going to do this, this, this. Number two, to get this, I'm going to do this, this, this. Number three, and you can do this technique, the magnetic attraction clarity play sheet, with any issue whatsoever. So today I've given two of my most valuable exercises in decision making and creating clarity to the audience, because you know what, these issues, these tools are really powerful, and I've been known to have them all over my walls. They're all over the place. So what I'd like to do is, any of your readers or any listeners who would like a copy of the Discovery Process Toolkit, they can email me directly at terry@intuitiveleadership.com. That's Terry, TERRY, at intuitiveleadership.com. And I will be super happy to send it along. It is something that we do sell, but I will be very happy to give it to your listeners as a thank you.